Hola. That's Spanish for hello from Argentina. You're listening to Christian Travelers Network, the podcast and platform where travel stories, community, and scripture combine. Hey, Christian travelers, I'm so glad that you are here today. We are continuing our series of visiting all of the countries in the world, getting to see some of the rich culture, landscapes, architecture, and the things that God has created in each of these places. But before we dive into that, I want to encourage you to hit that subscribe button. It's just a great way for you to be one of the first people to know when another episode comes out, and it encourages others to learn about the many wonders God has created. So without further ado, let's go ahead and visit Argentina. If you have no idea where it is on a map, it is located in southern South America. And in terms of size, it's four times larger than the state of Texas, or 3.5 times smaller than the United States. This makes it a really large piece of land with very diverse landscapes. You can see subtropical rainforests, semi-arid and arid regions, temperate plains in the pampas, and cold subarctic in the south. In fact, you can even find penguins in Argentina and glaciers. So this is just a unique landscape all on its own. Temperatures range from approximately 28 degrees Fahrenheit in June to August to about 94 degrees Fahrenheit in December to February, with approximately 20 to 39 inches of rain per year. So the best times to visit are probably October to mid-December and April to mid-June. The official language in Argentina is Spanish, though they've picked up a lot of words from other languages. In fact, they have a language called Lunfardo, which is used in a lot of tango. It takes some of its language or words from Italian, Latin, German, French, and even some African languages as well. Now, when it comes to visiting Argentina, this large landscape makes it really hard for me to narrow in on what are some things to see and do there, but I think I came up with five pretty good ones. So first of all, we have the Iguazu Falls. These are 250 waterfalls in the heart of the jungle. It is the biggest waterfall system in the world. And while it shares some of the falls with the neighboring country, I truly believe that Argentina has the better view. And it is absolutely breathtaking. Anything that I read says that the photos just don't do it justice. Next up, we have Glaciers National Park. And no, we're not talking about the one in the United States. We're talking about the one in Argentina. You can walk up and see, touch, view some of these unique glaciers. And the most accessible one is Perito Moreno. It is the most accessible glacier, and it is part of UNESCO World Heritage Site. Up next, we have Iberia. It is the world's second largest wetlands, and while it is probably best seen from boat, you can go horseback riding, kayaking, hiking to view some of these unique hidden gems. In fact, you're likely to see a lot of wildlife, anything from capybara, so cute, to anacondas, all kinds of birds, anteaters, deer, ocelots, otters, jaguars, you name it. It's just kind of a unique hidden thing. And while it's definitely not the top tourist attraction, it is something that the locals really appreciate. So getting to step into some of that world is pretty cool. Also, I recommend visiting Salta. Now, Salta is a region. It's also another way of describing some of the volcanic landscapes and salt beds or flat, salty land. And if you've ever seen any of the pictures from those salt beds, you see it, and it's so its surface is so unique that it's almost like a mirror. So you can see a reflection in this salty, deserty landscape. So it's just one of those unique wonders, definitely worth adding to your list. And the region itself of Salta also has some unique things to see as well, including ruins and volcanic landscapes. So check it out. Last, but certainly not least, we have the Valdez Peninsula. It is known for its marine watching. You can see whales, sea lions, and sea elephant seals. And it has the Patagonia Nature Reserve in it as well. So definitely a place checking off of your list. Now, if you're looking for opportunities to connect with other Christian travelers, we have a unique opportunity for you. We have just launched an online platform to help Christian travelers share these amazing God moments and wonderful stories of their experiences from all around the world. By going to christiantravelers.net, you can connect with other travelers, join their trips, or join in some of their local meetups and virtual Bible studies. It's a great way to get to know other believers from around the world. Again, go to christiantravelers.net to learn more. But if you're gonna visit Argentina, some of the other things to note is some of their historical, religious, and cultural dynamics. So when it comes to their religious dynamics, majority of the country is considered Christian. 62% are Catholic, 15.3% Protestant and evangelical, 18.9% hold no affiliation, and the remainder are smaller groups of Christians, Muslims, and Jews. Now, while a country holds to Christian beliefs, I just encourage you that no matter where you're traveling, that you use it as an opportunity to talk about how you're seeing God, how he is still active and well, and that he's still doing amazing things around us. I can't speak to Argentinians specifically, how strongly they hold to their faith, but I just know that sometimes we can still plant seeds and encourage others to live a closer relationship to the Lord. And by asking questions, being genuine and interested in what's going on in their lives, we can be a great witness as well, and learn and grow in the process. Now, aside from their religious dynamics, some of the other things that make them really unique is their cultural practices as well. So, first of all, they value community far above time commitments. They'll spend more time with people than being on time. So expect people to be late, but for them to genuinely care about you and your personal interests. Also, it's important that to note that if you do befriend people, if you end up staying in a location long enough to get to know some of the locals, it won't be uncommon for them to show up unannounced, to just come hang out and spend time with you as a person. Now, if you're going to a social gathering, it is very important that you greet everyone, and I mean everyone. You see, if the gathering is less than 20 people, and 20 to me sounds like a lot, but if there are less than 20 people and you just say, "Hi everyone," that's actually considered rude. You need to go around and greet every single person there, and then when you are departing, take the time to say goodbye to everyone. That seems like it should just really be a common practice and a sign of respect, but I know that that's not necessarily how our own culture, especially in the Western world, takes the time to prioritize people in that way. So maybe it's something we should learn from the Argentinians. Well, Christian travelers, I hope that this has been a really encouraging episode for you, that you want to go check out the many wonders of Argentina. But if you're looking for a full travel guide and itinerary, I encourage you to head to our website, christiantravelers.net. This itinerary and directory guide is listed under our directory tab. So once you join our community, you can have full access to all of those details. And until next time, safe travels and God bless.